put you at the top of my list. Wanna walk it like I talk it. Wanna give you everything. Please tell me that you're rocking with this. You know all the ways to speak to me. I wanna wake up to you every day. I think I feel like it's forever. As long as we're together, wanna know you each and every way. I promise to be honest when I speak to you. Wanna put you at the top of my list. Wanna walk it like I talk it. Wanna give you everything. Please tell me that you're rocking with this. You know all the ways to speak to me.
You know God is talking all the time. The question is, are you listening? All right, good morning. That's Corin Hawthorne with Speak to Me on the Unstoppable Wade Hampton Show here on KAYTKQJOFM. We're five cities strong all day long, and we're going around the globe at www.kaytfm.com. I want to take a moment to recognize one of our sponsors, the incomparable author Clarence Hunter, a very accomplished author, and he's a local guy. You can find his materials at the Book Patch Bookstore, or you can call him at 504-650-2099. All right? Also get in touch with him at clarence_hunter@msn.com. At www.clarencehunter.com or at amazon.com. He's a wonderful guy. Check him out. Author Clarence Hunter. Hey, coming up right here on the program, we've got the Pleasant Green Baptist Church. We'll back that up with much more music. We've got birthdays and anniversaries that will be coming up in the next hour, and I'm going to give you another shot at Bible Jeopardy. That's all just ahead right here on the Unstoppable Wade Hampton Show.
The Unstoppable Wade, Unstoppable Wade.
Greetings, and we welcome you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You're tuned in to the Pleasant Green Baptist Church Media Outreach Ministry with our anointed pastor, Reverend Michael H. Grimes. Join in as he preach and teach the Word of God. This message is already in progress.
If you have it, let's get down with it. Psalm, the 27th number. Let's get down. Pastor Wood sends his love to the church.
Yeah, boy.
The Lord working it out for him, Brother Roger.
Yes, sir. Oh, boy.
The Lord is working it out for
their
congregation.
Yes, sir.
And that alone has given me much encouragement.
Yeah.
When he called me happy and jubilant, shouting.
Yeah.
I said, boy, the Lord can do anything. At one time, they didn't think that they would get anything. Now they receive over $1 million. God is good.
Yeah.
When they were down in the low numbers, God picked them up and put them in a high number. Starting at that first verse, Psalm 27, 27th number of Psalm.
Yes, sir.
The Lord is my light.
Yes, sir.
And my salvation. Whom shall I fear?
All right.
The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid?
Yes, sir.
When the wicked, even my enemies, my foes, came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell.
Yeah, they did.
Though an host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Through war should rise against me, in this I will be comforted.
Yes, sir.
Let's just talk just a little bit here this morning. The Lord.
The Lord.
You need to go no further than that.
That's it. The Lord.
No word but the Lord.
That's it.
The Lord.
No,
you don't have to. You don't have to travel
no
further than that.
No
the Lord.
The Lord.
The Lord.
Yes, sir.
The Lord woke us up.
Yes, sir.
Yes, he did.
The Lord started us on our way.
Yes, sir.
The Lord healed me when I was.
Yes.
The Lord visited me when I was in the jail.
All right.
The Lord took care of me when I lived a reckless life.
Yes.
The Lord kept death away.
Yes.
The Lord made a brighter day.
Yes.
The Lord wiped my tears.
Yes, Lord.
Somebody know what I'm talking about in the house?
Yes.
The Lord.
The Lord.
Enough of the Lord, Doctor.
Fed me when I was hungry.
Yes.
Clothed me when I was naked.
Yes.
The Lord became a shelter in the time of a... Somebody know what I'm talking about?
Yes,
we're talking about the...
Lord.
Fed me when I was hungry.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Give me water when I was
thirsty.
Yes.
Nobody.
Come on,
Rev.
Nobody but
the Lord.
Yes. And on this morning, it's still the Lord.
The Lord.
Yes.
I know what the Lord.
The Lord.
Yes, sir.
When you look at everything that you have. Have worked for. It's the Lord. Everything that you've gone through, it's the Lord. And you where you are right now, because the Lord brought you.
Yes.
Carried you.
Yes.
Gave you prenatal care.
Yes, sir.
In your troubled days, the Lord relaxed your mind, massaged your heart. The Lord, y'all.
Yes, sir.
In other words, the Lord has done so much for me.
Yes, sir.
I really cannot tell it all. If I would could just start talking about how good God has been to me, from young until old, from old back to young, I still hear David saying, I've never seen the righteous forsaken. Nor his seed big in prayer. So David starts this psalm by simply saying the Lord. Psalm 23, he starts by saying
the Lord.
The Lord.
The Lord. Do I have some in the house? He starts pinning this song by saying the Lord. If I'm gonna give reverence to anyone, it's gonna be the Lord. You see, when you wake up in the morning, it ought to be about the Lord. I understand you got things waiting for you to do, but you ought to start it off with the Lord. Because when you start off with the Lord, you will have open yourself up for the angels to come take care of you throughout the day. The Lord just won't let you down nor fall. In this text, we're privileged to look at it with an eagle eye. He says, the Lord is my comforter, my peace, my battle axe in time of war. In other words, the Lord is everything I can think of. Whatever I can think of, the Lord is all in it. There's nothing that I cannot think of that the Lord has not made. There's nothing about, and one thing about the Lord, y'all, if you put the Lord in it, or if you put the hands of God in it, in the end, you'll see his hands still in it.
That's right.
And if you're going to put anything into anyone's hands, it ought to be
the Lord.
The Lord. The Lord
is.
Yes, watch closely. Now, when you look at the text, he says, the Lord is mine. But this is a peculiar text because if you read from verse 1 to verse 3, you'll see six mine. So now, what is he saying, Reverend? He's saying to us, the readers of this text, that not only is he mine, but he's yours.
That's right. Yeah.
But first of all, do you love him enough to make him mine?
Right.
Watch closely. He says, the Lord is my life. In this world, we will wake up sometime in darkness when the sun is still shining. But you're still walking in
darkness.
Anybody in the house can identify with walking in the dark while the sun is still shining? You get up, it's sunshine, but it feels like you're in darkness.
Yeah.
The Lord is my light.
Yes.
Which means he shines before me.
That's right.
He shines behind me.
Yes,
he shines on the side of me.
Yeah.
The Lord is my light. He keep me from stepping into potholes, traps and snares that's been set for me. The Lord is my light. Then he says, not only is he my light, but he is my salvation. He is the saving power that has sustained and saved me from the snares of hell. I was on my way. I don't know about y'all, but I was headed, really. I was 100% on my way. Maybe y'all ain't never been on y'all way. But see me, I was on my way. And I can testify I was headed there. No stop sign, no red light, no caution light. I'm on my way
to hell.
To hell.
That's right. On your way. Yes, Lord Jesus.
But salvation showed up. And I grabbed on to salvation. And when I grabbed hold to salvation, salvation saved me. And now I can tell God, thank you for saving me on that terrible road to hell. But salvation showed up just in the nick of time and saved me. And I can shout here. But look what he says. The Lord is my light and he's my salvation. Whom shall I fear? In other words, now, since I have attained salvation, whom else shall I fear? Well, I was on my way to hell.